Hello, and welcome to Change From Within. I'm your host, Mary Clavier. This podcast is here to help you uncover your unique path to living your most aligned life. And I'm really excited for this next series that I'm going to be taking you through over the next few weeks. It's all very near and dear to my heart and something that I've been studying in various forms and having experiences around for a while, both in my corporate life and in my entrepreneurship journey. And it's three different parts that I'll be taking you through. And the first one we're going to talk about is the mind, and then the body, and then the highest self or spirit or soul or whatever you would like to call it, this higher inner knowing that you have. And I really look at these as three different parts of you. And as you can uncover them, discover new things about yourself, peel back the layers on your life and your journey and your experiences, and really look at what has happened in your life, how it has unfolded, as you get reflective on these things, you'll start to see these different pieces of yourself come out. And I really believe that all three of these together make up your nature, and they really guide and inform what you are here to do and how you move through the world and how you lead in your own life or lead others. Maybe it's at work or at home, whatever the case may be, but it's really part of your inner compass. So I wanted to go through these three in more detail because these are all part of, as you discover them, as you go deeper with them, you will learn more about how you can live in the most alignment with yourself. And that in turn just opens so many magical doors of being in flow with your life, having opportunities come to you in a different way, just being so aware of who you are, knowing it, operating from that place, and allowing that to guide you. I really believe that society kind of piles so many things on top of you that you may get a little lost with all of that. You may think all of these doubts or things may creep in, or look what someone's doing over there, or no, I can't do this because I don't have XYZ. And all of these things can play into it. And when we really center ourselves and look in these three areas and see and feel into how we are guiding ourselves, it's so, so, so powerful. Okay, so let's get started with the first of the series, and that is going to be talking about the mind. And I started to kind of get to it just a moment ago, but there's so many things that go on in our minds, and they are so powerful. And as I learn more about myself and I study different modalities, it's becoming ever so clear to me how much the mind wants to be in the driver's seat. And actually, you don't really want the mind to be in the driver's seat, because the mind is not really the one here to run the show, okay? So we'll get into that as well as this series continues. But the first piece is understanding, okay, what is going on in the mind? What is your mind telling you? How is it informing you, and how is it informing your world? So that may be things like what I mentioned before. You may be concerned with what other people are doing, or with what other people have, or you don't know enough about something, or who could you possibly be to have named this opportunity that you want, type of thing. And it can tell us all of these things to keep us safe. Our mind wants to drive, it also wants to keep us safe, right? There's everything related to survival. And back when we really needed those instincts to survive, and if you really look at Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and if you have those base and foundation layers around safety, of course, we're talking about assuming that you have the safety, you have the resources with food, etc. And if you're looking to develop beyond that, right, then your mind was doing its job, your mind was keeping you safe, and it can recognize those areas where it's keeping you safe. But you want to move beyond that, right? You want to move beyond that because then you can start to recognize and see, okay, well, is this really true or not? Is this really true or not? Actually, that's an exercise that I learned in therapy that I think is so amazing. And I mean, there's lots of other things I love about therapy, and I am not a therapist, okay? But this tool is a very good tool for looking at what your mind is telling you. So my mind, personally, I'll just share a personal example, is one that tends to go towards the negative and the pessimistic, right? So I may think it's kind of like the world is ending, this thing has happened and the world is ending, or then this is going to happen and that's going to happen because whatever it is, right? I missed out on something, I made a mistake, you know, whatever the thing is, that it brings me like down into the trenches. Or even when we first moved to France, I had a hard time with adjusting, and I thought I was always going to be living in that place of having no friends and not knowing where to go and not knowing my way around or not speaking French well enough to be understood, all of that kind of stuff. And what I realized over time was that it wasn't going to stay that way forever because I'm living here and building a life here. So over time, that was going to evolve for me. So there's two parts to all of this. So the one that I wanted to say, the story that I wanted to say about the exercise is that you can look at a situation, and if you're feeling like you're really negative about a certain situation, you can question yourself and say, what is the truth in this scenario? What is the truth with what's going on here? So the prompt that I use is, the truth is, and you fill in the blank. And you may have different layers to that, right? The truth is, I only just moved to France. The truth is, it takes time to build new friendships. The truth is, my French is getting better every day with practice. You see, and you can fill in the blanks with things that can kind of level set you more with where you are in this moment. And the other piece that I learned is that if you're going to allow your mind to tell you all the very negative things, all of the, you know, bottom of the barrel options, very pessimistic options, you also have to tell your mind all of the very positive things, all of the extreme possibilities that could happen for a certain scenario, right? So you have to find that balance of the two. If you're going to choose to be dire, you have to also say the opposite of it. And then the truth really most likely lies somewhere in between the two. So I'm giving you this example. I jumped into an example and a tool right away because I think it's important to see and feel and hear and understand how it might show up and give you a context to that. Then you can start to observe for yourself, okay, what are your thoughts telling you right now? What is your mind telling you right now? And then when it tells you this thing, what can you do to kind of click on and say, hey, wait, no, that's not what I want it to tell me. And then you can reframe it to something else. I want it to tell me XYZ instead. If I tell myself I made a mistake on something, okay, I could look at it as a failure and I could say, oh, I made this mistake. I'm such a failure. Look how this is going. Nothing is working right. Or I can tell myself, hey, I made a mistake. I'm still in the process of learning and I'm figuring it out as I go, right? Two very different ways to handle it. And it's something that I've been working on or working through for quite a while now. And I just think it's such an important part of understanding what's really going on for us. And we have to really understand that noise. We have to understand those thought patterns and what's coming to us and start to pay attention to them before we can actually change them, before we can do anything about it. So it's really observing those thoughts. Whenever you're in the moment, when you think like, hey, wait, like something about that is off, you can jot it down. You can jot down some of the thoughts. You can jot down, we all have patterns. I'm sure you're familiar with some of your patterns or some of your loops. What are your go-to favorite phrases to make excuses or be negative to yourself or talk down to yourself, whatever the case may be, right? What are those, some of those things that you go to? Do you compare to other people? Do you say that you're not worth it? Do you think that you don't really know what you're doing? All of those kinds of things. So if you look at them and you look at those patterns, understanding them is the first step to then being able to change them. And I did an episode. It's at least a few episodes back. I don't know the number. You can just scroll back a little bit in the feed. And I did an episode about breaking loops and breaking patterns. But this is all part of it. So it's a little bit more talking about going into the mind, seeing what your mind is saying, what is it telling you, and then how can you begin to course correct it. And the other piece of it is that this is not a one and done type of thing. It can keep coming back. It can show up in different ways. It's really about being aware of it and small incremental changes over time. That's a huge thing for me. It's probably one of my biggest pillars and beliefs, is that none of this is an overnight change, just like overnight successes or any of those things. Yes, it can seem like that on the outside, but on the inside, it's the small, incremental, consistent times that you're showing up. And I don't stay consistent to then think, oh, well, I can't keep such a rigid schedule, so then I'm out, you know, it's not going to work. No, I just mean over time, like over the long run, if you look at it, you're showing up more times than you're not showing up, that type of thing. So use the frequency that works for you, of course. But it's really about how can you show up and pay attention to these thoughts so that you can try to change them to something else. And there's so many more pieces of the mind, of understanding what we control, what we can't control, and how we can move through our days with that type of information too. There's really a lot in it, and I don't want to be overwhelming in one episode, but looking at all of that, looking at fears and blocks and the patterns and what your mind is telling you is so powerful, because as you start to understand that better, as you start to uncover it, it will just unfold. You will start to reprogram. You can start to shift those beliefs and those patterns and reprogram them in ways that work for you, that come from a place of empowerment, so that you can be more empowered in your day-to-day life. And like I said, be leading yourself and leading others, if that's something that you do in whatever way, shape, or form in your life. But really knowing yourself and not having your mind steer the ship, okay, or drive the car, or whichever other analogy you want to use. It's not about the mind. And as we unfold these over these next weeks, you'll see more and more about that and how you can kind of get into those other phases and other states of mind and work with this in more ways. So if you'd like to take this work further, I have the 7 days to get unstuck challenge. You can go to maryclavier.com/resources and grab it. I'll have the link in the show notes. And my new program, Change From Within, is launching soon. So the link to that is also in the show notes. I invite you to take a look if you want to learn more. It's diving into all of these aspects in more details. It's about learning the tools and finding the ways that work for you along this path on your self-transformation journey. It's by no means one size fits all. I've tried a lot of different things. I will not tell you, you have to do this one or that one. It's about gathering all of that for you and allowing you to have your own experience, but with the shortcuts of learnings of my experiences and a mentor and guide that you can have along the way. So you can check out more details of that as well. Link in the show notes. And really, wherever you are on your journey, I just encourage you to keep paying attention. Pay attention to what your mind is telling you. Pay attention to your thought patterns and observe for a while and see what happens. When you start to notice it, you will start to see changes and feel changes and recognize just from that first step. You really, really will. It's fascinating. So, all right, I'll leave it there for today and stay tuned next week for the next part of the series. I'm so excited to be sharing all of this with you. Have a wonderful rest of your week and talk to you soon.